Well, air traffic controllers in Minneapolis, where a Northwest commercial plane flew past its scheduled destination, weren't the only ones concerned. Turns out the White House was also monitoring the situation, but it's still unclear if President Obama knew about it. Northwest Flight 188 was out of contact, out of radio contact, any kind of communication, in fact, for more than an hour Wednesday night, flying 150 miles beyond where it was supposed to land.
We are here about 100 yards away from the scene of the fire, still burning this morning. We understand that there are still five tanks burning. So far, it's estimated that the government of Puerto Rico has spent about $6.4 million. And President Barack Obama yesterday declared an emergency, which is going to free up funds for the EPA and other federal agencies to come and help in the operation. We understand that there are about 1,500 people who were evacuated from this area, and also at the same time, they are getting a nearby stadium ready in case it's needed, because in this area surrounding the scene of the fire, we have about 45,000 people just in the close proximity. And so if it's needed, they're getting the stadium ready with everything that people are going to need to be there.
President Obama declaring a national emergency over the spread of the H1N1 flu virus. That declaration is meant to cut through red tape for healthcare facilities. Still, though, federal officials say that production of the vaccine is slower than expected. Well, a teenage girl who had been wandering the streets of New York for 2 weeks, here's a picture of her, claiming that she didn't know her name or who she was, may finally get some answers. Police say a CNN viewer, in fact, out in Maryland helped identify her. A photo of the teen, who had been referred to as Jane Doe, was circulated by police and aired on CNN this week. She will be reunited with her family in Washington State.